Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Monday to you, John Lopez. I'm Reggie Attitude. That's Figgy Fig right there. And you joining in on the program as you always do on the text line 713-572-4610 and on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer Law Firm live streams.
Yeah, that.
Both on the Twitch chat and 610 Houston and on YouTube Sports Radio 610. I got it caught in the loop right there for a second. I apologize. But how was your Father's Day weekend, ladies and gentlemen?
Hey, we got two 18-wheelers to honk their horns.
Oh, I was about to. I thought the sentence was going to stop after 18-wheelers. I was like, what business are you getting into?
My oldest granddaughter comes over and she goes, watch semis, see semis. So I take her down to the highway, and she gets on my shoulders, and she does a little arm thing. We got two of them to honk.
So you're able to walk to the highway from where you live?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. You live at the end of that cul-de-sac, near the cul-de-sac. Yeah. There.
Where exactly is that? Can you give me an address?
I know where John. I've been to John's house a few times.
She loves making the semis honk their horn.
Do you do it in a way that doesn't endanger the other drivers out there?
Oh, yeah.
Because that can startle people sometimes.
Oh, yeah. We're off on the side. You know where I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And they come by and... So that was a good day.
I've talked about this with you before, but I just love the idea of the really low stakes or low entry level activities that keep the kids busy and keep the kids happy.
She wants to go run. She goes, go run. Let's go. So she'll just start running. Should we go outside? She just starts.
I was like running anywhere.
Running, just running.
Okay. Very good. You gotta love a low.
We ain't gonna
kid.
Get along.
Like, it's not like iPad. It's like
right now I can keep up with her.
Truck, train.
Yeah,
you're like, all right, let's go.
She's gonna get her CDLs.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm like. Look, she's about to be in business here in a little bit.
Had some barbecue, had some baked beans, homemade. Man, that's good, and all kinds of good stuff. So yeah, good Father's Day. Lost $2,200, or potentially could have won $2,200, but that's all right. JJ won.
Yeah, and I mean, look, that was good. We'll talk more about that as we go. Fantastic Father's Day weekend for the Houston Astros. Sweep. Mm-hmm. Of the Minnesota Twins. We'll talk about that a little bit more. I do want to ask you something, though, because I just thought about this. I am not a father, not nearly as far as I know, right? Yeah. However,
just called yourself a deadbeat dad.
I didn't say that. That is your interpretation of it.
He just doesn't know.
I understand that there are things that one doesn't know at any given point. No, but I think the thing that I wanted to bring up is I have had multiple people this weekend wish me a happy Father's Day. And I didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes
people you casually know, they say, Happy Father's Day. And I go, you too?
Yeah, it's like,
you too?
What is the retort? Like, is that just a thank you? I mean, for you, that's just a thank you, I imagine.
No,
right?
Sometimes I want to say, yeah, Happy Father's Day to you too. And I'm like, you too? I'm not sure.
But I don't know what to do in that moment. So 713-572-4610. If you figured out the skeleton key of an answer to Happy Father's Day when you are not indeed a father.
Hey, real quick, last thing before I let you guys do your show.
Anytime.
First, Seth sent me a video of his nephew Grayson, who's a cute little kid asking for popsicles in this video. Now I feel like a jerk. That's number one. Number two, Amy just texted me. She's listening right now. She's a teacher. She's an elementary school teacher. She said, oh my God, I can give you a list of names that we cringe at as teachers.
Ooh. Bingo! Yeah. Bingo!
So I'll have her text that to me and I'll relay it to you.
Text it to me too.
Yeah. I guarantee you. Text it to Lopez.
She's not a big fan of Chad's and Noah's, I guarantee you.
Probably not. There's several others. Yeah. If I know Amy, there's several others.
How does she feel about Luciano's? Because that is the name of Mauricio Dubon's son, who apparently Dubon did it for.
What a name.
Luciano's great.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I immediately go to crime boss Lucky Luciano.
Either that or
that's what I want to.
Yeah, he's either going to be an umpire or a crime boss.
Or a rapper who names themselves after a crime boss. Yeah. Shout out to Lucky Luciano. Yeah. But yeah, no, a fantastic weekend. A couple of clutch instances over the weekend, both by the real Cam Smith and Mauricio Dubon. And ultimately, like, there's a lot of different ways we can go with this. A lot of people that you give a level of credit to. We could talk about all those. I think for me, 30,000 foot view, how do the Astros keep doing this?
Yes.
Is really, like, who do we give the credit for this continuing to happen? And what is this? 11 games over 500.
Yeah.
A good 4.5 game lead in the AL West. A few games out from being, I think one game out from being the second best record in the AL. A few games, four or five games out
third
from being?
Third best record in the American League and within shouting distance of number one.
What is happening here? This is a team that, like, has not been prolific offensively.
Yeah.
Do we want to start putting up the MASH unit that has been? Mm-hmm. You had Cooper Hummel in the outfield this weekend.
Who?
You had Luis Guillorme playing at the hot corner.
Who?
Like, dude, how do they keep doing? Like, no Alex Bregman, no Carlos Correa, no George Springer, no problem.
Yeah.
Like, the Astros are here again. How the hell do they keep doing this?
Let me tell you my theory on this, because I heard two quotes this weekend, yesterday, that pretty much illustrate the whole thing. Mauricio Dubon, right?
Oh, he added the sauce on
hero of the day yesterday. He said, quote, "We know how to win. That's it." Mauricio Dubon was not here for the big run.
That's right.
No, just very the tail end of it. But he wasn't here. He's not one of the staple guys. And Josh Hader, who came along, you know, last year, wasn't really here for the meat of the two World Series runs. Wasn't here. He said, quote, "The history of the Astros, dudes just do it." Reggie, that's culture, man. That's culture that everything that the Texans like to talk about, everything that the Texans are building, hopefully, the Astros have. Those are two guys that weren't here, but they have. It just seeps through the walls of the clubhouse, the culture of winning. And by the way, Josh Hader, dude himself. He's a dude himself. No doubt about it.
Yeah, but are we going to put it together the dude rankings? Yeah. A lot of the Astros are starting to look up with. But even with that, right? Like, I mean, you talk about the idea of culture, and I hear you, and I agree. However, there's not as much connective tissue as one would think, right?
Like, it seeps through the walls, man.
But that's that is a level of mysticism that does not compute in my brain.
But
right?
Culture is real.
No, and I'm not disagreeing with that. But I'm like, how is this continue? Like, Joe Espada is not the manager that you've had through all of this. Because maybe you say, all right, it's the guy up top, the front office, the organization. Dana Brown was not the man that was the steward of any of this, and he has continued. Right? I guess you could talk about Lance McCullers being some level of connective tissue. He just got back.
Yeah.
Like, he went out for a carton of smokes and came back a little while ago. Sorry, that was a little bit of a dad reference, which wasn't fair to him. He didn't want to get injured. You get what I mean, though, right? Like, you know, I guess Frommer's been here for a little bit, but not. I mean, Hunter Brown just popped up. Like, you know, obviously Walter, Gusto, Gordon, all them cats. Like, you can't really point to them. Jeremy Pena, right, is a guy who he was around during 22, but I mean, I don't know that you were like, hey, he is the reason why this operates the way that it is, right? What is the connective tissue that you actually point? Even Jordan was not around for all of this. And so the idea that this has continued to go on, and Jordan's been injured and not been, you know, a large part of what you're doing, it boggles the mind for me that they are still in this place where, I mean, I think, again, 11 games over 500, and the last time that they were that, you know, at least that far above 500 was three seasons ago.
Yeah.
And they're back here. And I don't know that I see the connective tissue. And it's not like I could put it on any individual player. Like, well, Jeremy Pena is doing the things that we, you know, anecdotally threw on Alex Bregman. It's not the AJ Hinch effect necessarily, because again, like, it just boggles the mind that they're here again. And I think that I just wanted to use that as an opportunity to jump off and give credit to the likes of all of these people coming together and still managing to have that general feeling. And honestly, I guess ultimately it just boils down to a level of grit.
Yeah.
Because there's this is it's not like this is a small payroll, but you can look at a lot of the payroll that is not actually playing.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're doing this again with Cooper Hummel on the field, with, you know, Colton Gordon on the field, with, you know, even as we give Cam Smith some credit, a guy who was playing for the first time in these spaces. I mentioned Guillorme. Like, it's amazing they're doing it.
Yeah, look, you know, you mentioned that culture is not like a mysticism. And I understand that and I get it. But culture also is something that is sort of handed down. You know, how many times you hear in any sport, you know, baseball, football, basketball, whatever, soccer, anything, like the veterans take, we're seeing it right now with Trent Brown. They're talking about Trent Brown taking some of these guys under their wing, showing them how to do it. Keep in mind, all these guys that were not here for the runs, they weren't here with the big league club. A lot of these guys went through spring training.
Mm-hmm.
They saw how these guys operated, whether it, you want to go back as far as George Springer. You know, some of these guys, you know, maybe had some crossover there. I'm not going to go through everybody's bio, but you get the point. It's like handed down from one player to the next to the next. And I think that's where culture becomes a little more substantive, you know, because they have seen how the Astros do it, how they prepare, their approach, the clutch gene, you know, if you want to go there. You know, go back, you know, someone like Jeremy Peña. He was here in 22 on an amazing run. How did he get there? How did he have that confidence? He got it from other people before him. So I think there is a little bit of connective tissue, as you like to say, that's not necessarily on the big league club.
Right, and I think that's a very fair point to mention how you know it trickles down all the way through the organization.
Yeah.
And then I guess the big joker of this all is, how much of this is just Jose Altuve?
Yeah.
Because again, when we start to talk about connective tissue, there's a lot of points that you can kind of you can – easily track back the termination point.
Mm-hmm.
Altuve is somebody who is attracted through all of this. And we talk about him being obviously one of, if not the greatest Astros in the history of the organization. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he is a very vital portion of what you have done and what you're continuing to do as a team. But like, I don't know how much we have looked at him as like ultimate leader guy that sets the tone for all this. Have at least I, because I don't want to speak for everyone, underestimated how much Jose Altuve means to all.
I think we all have, because he's never been until this year. This is the most out there and upfront and vocal, really, I think we've seen ever from Jose Altuve, talking more accessible, more, not that he was like, you know, don't talk to me, you know, like he was belligerent or anything. He just, you know, one of those guys that did went about his business. We're seeing it more now, but behind the scenes, yeah, you have to give Altuve the vast majority of credit in the clubhouse. And as much as we can question here and there, a couple of things that Jim Crane has done, Jim Crane has done what needs to be done on this. And then there's also what another name that we really haven't mentioned very much yet that deserves just a world of credit, Joe Espada. You know, the it's been handed down how they operate at the manager's position to Joe Espada. You know, he's been around a long time. He's seen it. And by the way, the job that he's doing has just been vastly underrated. I mean, the moves they're making are just consistent on the field.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of injuries that they've undertaken, the ways in which he's had to move things around, the ways in which he's, you know, trusted people that I don't know that at times we would have and ultimately found the level of results. Yeah, man, you got to give him a lot of credit for, especially seeing as, This is a fan base that at times will jump at his neck when the littlest things goes wrong. There's been a lot of big things going wrong that they've managed to work around. Like, do you have someone in your family that is just really good at, what do they call it? What's the good way of calling it? What, jerry rigging things around the house, right? Like, just, oh man, that one's a paperclip. That one's a duck, some duct
Even
tape.
That started out as an insult.
I know, but that one's the better of the two, right? I think we all know what the other one is.
I almost said the other one.
Yep. Can't put that one on the air. But, like, I mean, he's done a lot of that here. Mm-hmm. And I guess in some ways, you also have
MacGyvering.
To. I like what you're doing there, right? MacGyvering this thing together.
Okay.
Because, I mean, and this, I think, also you have to put in tandem with just the organization as a whole. I think you, Dana Brown, obviously, but the ways in which, and maybe you just have to give the guys themselves credit, the ways in which these guys who have had to come up from the minors have delivered is super. We've talked about this, man. Your rotation, I mean, I think your starting pitching is top 10 in ERA. Your bullpen is top 5 in ERA.
Yeah.
I mean, and then just as a whole, your pitching is top 5 in ERA.
Mm-hmm.
They have been the backbone of this, and they've continued to do this. And that has been with a number of guys that either, you know, were somewhat underestimated coming into the season, or guys that really, I don't think that anybody anticipated having to be a mm-hmm. part of this, because you were hoping that you had reinforcements coming from your starting pitching that have not been there, or you've lost some yeah. with the starting pitching. And they've stood up. They've all stood on their heads, to use a hockey metaphor, and, you know, delivered mm-hmm. in a way that, I mean, I definitely didn't expect, and they do need a lot of credit for, because that's been the way that you've won games.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the biggest credit, the biggest indicator of its culture, it's handing down the system, the way they do things, it's the job that Joe Espada has done. I think the biggest indicator, they talked about it this morning on Payne and Pendergast, they're still 20th in run scoring. 20th. They're in the bottom of run scoring, and yet they're winning, and yet they're three. You know, that tells you about the when and the how they get it done, you know?
Yeah, and so a lot of credit due to a lot of different places. Some other people were weighing in on where they view and where they place in level of credit. They said Jim Crane studied Jeff Luno's method of building an organization and has replicated it beyond his departure, which, how much do you agree with that? Because, I mean, a number of the big blips that you talk about in this organizational time period was when Jim Crane was kind of operating with a level of autonomy that he did not have, you know, or not necessarily did not have, but he gave more to his general managers, whether it was on either side of that time period. That's where you get the Abreu contract. That's where you get some of the things that, you know, maybe we don't necessarily love in the organization. So how much do you agree with the idea of Jim Crane at the top kind of setting the standard?
A little bit in terms of a study, Jeff Luno. I think Jim Crane studies everything and has a lot of advisors. You know, we've talked about it, and I think he's willing to. Jim Crane does a lot himself. He's a baseball guy. He played college baseball.
He is.
You know, he knows back.
College pitcher, right?
I believe so. I wouldn't say he learned from Luno. I think he absorbs all kinds of information, and he's his own guy.
There's that. And I do appreciate somebody saying that is Jim Crane's actual loafers, because they love his loafers, which, I mean, I feel like you probably can't afford those loafers. I don't know. But yeah, man, I a lot of credit due there. And I'm very intrigued to see how they continue to try and do this, because this is Call of Duty Zombies. This mm-hmm. is whatever game you play that continues to raise the stakes as it goes. Because the injuries have only ramped up. Right now we're talking about Isak Paredes with the hamstring thing, soft tissue when you get to that space, but they're not putting him on IL. However, those are the types of things that take a number of weeks to get back from, and we're just kind of watching the injuries mount, and the returns are not necessarily coming back in that same way. So you're having to do this with more of those guys that you hadn't anticipated. It'll be interesting to see if that culture that is apparently very, very strong, how strong it is, because it seems like you're getting a stress test as the marathon of the season continues. But it continues into a three-game set that starts tonight at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. We get the A's, baby.
I'm about to say who?
Yeah.
The Athletics.
He's got that one even.
Athletics is who we get. So it'll be fun to see what the Astros are able to do and if they could continue to expand their lead in the AL West.
By the way, their name on the little score ticker thing always throws me off now.
Just seeing ATH?
Yeah, I'm like,
who the hell is that? Yeah, but shout out to the Astros. As they'll go again tonight, and it's a Lance McCullers night.
It sure is.
You love to see it. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We'll talk more about the Astros as we go on the program on this Monday. But coming up next, let's talk about Nico Collins. He joined Chris Long on the Greenlight podcast, and there was a lot of interesting things in it. However, let's focus on Nico himself. He talked about kind of the ways in which he views his game. But what is it going to take for him to become the number one wide receiver in the league? Let's talk about it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, happy Monday. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's talk about Nico Collins, number one wide receiver in your heart, number one wide receiver for the Texans, and hopefully at some point, number one wide receiver in the league. What would it take to get there? Let's talk about it here in a minute. I started off the show, obviously wishing everybody, hope everybody had a good Father's Day yesterday. And I did talk about a little dilemma that I had because multiple people.
Happy Father's Day, man.
Yeah.
Thanks in advance, I guess, that's the best answer I got from Magic on the on the YouTube page.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't love it, but it's better than just like going through the
the whole awkward. Well, actually,
I was like,
I kind of went through that yesterday too.
Oh, you had one of those?
Yes, this was worse. I was going to save it for a confession, but I went through that at church.
Oh,
because they celebrate Father's Day at church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at church you just got to let everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was walking in, Happy Father's Day, man. I said, thank you, man. Appreciate it, big dog. You too, man. And then they gave me a little packet and everything. I'm just like, I'm just rolling with it. It's too much to be sitting there and like, Ashley, I'm not a father. And I don't have
awkward too much.
Yeah, so I was just like, appreciate it, big dog. Mm-hmm.
And it's not even worth it at church because then they just going to pray for you. Like, no. We praying for when you become a father, my brother.
Yeah.
Then
my mother hit me up yesterday. This time next year,
you're
going to have a kid.
Don't do that to me.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. You already got your dog.
And she said, it's part of God's plan.
There you go.
I'm like, well, you ain't God.
Yeah, you might have. Did you conspire with God? What happened here? All right. Let's talk about Nico Collins. He was on the Greenlight podcast with Chris Long. It was a very good listen, about a half hour if you got it. I would encourage you to run it. But we'll give you some of it. And this, I want to start here with this is cut. And of course, as soon as I get to it, I have the wrong one here. Cut 13. Here, this is Nico Collins talking about who are the wide receivers that he modeled his game after, especially because I mean he's a bigger wide receiver, and you know some of his vets they were on this team at the time, you know, did not fit his size. So you're looking for people, even though they're giving you game, you look for people that fit the style of play. Who are those kind of big body type receivers that you styled your game after?
When I started playing football, I kind of idolized my game after Mike Evans, Larry Fitzgerald, Julio Jones, just those bigger body receivers, you know, like just watching how they move at the line of scrimmage, you know, seeing how they create separation during the route, you know. So those guys I've always been studying. Like now I'm Mike Evans. That's my idol, man. I've been watching Mike Evans since Texas A&M when him and Johnny Manziel was just killing Bama, everybody. He's running post routes, man. It's unstoppable, man. Like, and just now just watching Mike Evans, man, he's an underdog. You know what I'm saying? Dog, too. Like, he had 1K every single year. He's been in the league. Like, that's hard, you know? So I feel like that's one guy that's always been consistent. You know, I feel like as a receiver, you want to get that 1K.
He has a lot in common with Mike Evans, in my view. And not just on the field.
All right, give it to me, A&M, man.
But no, I also, like, Mike Evans is so underappreciated. Everybody's like, he's great, he's great, he's great, but they don't put him up there, you know, with...
No all pros, though.
Get the hell out of here.
Hey, that's facts, man. We always talk about facts and stats.
But that might be part of what I'm saying. Like just Mr. Consistency, 1,000 yards every year, as you just heard him say. You know, clearly, you know, just one of the best in there. But when you start thinking, okay, best receiver in the game, you say, oh, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. What about Mike Evans? What about Nico?
You know, ain't got no all pros, man. So now the Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that is fair. And I think it's interesting also because you talk about being underappreciated, like how much of that is because of the size of the guys. Like it feels like the guys that are a little bit smaller, a little bit more shifty, get a little bit more love. And I mean, we see this in all sorts of sports, right? If you have more kind of the physical giftings, we kind of grade you on a little bit of a curve. But I mean, Nico Collins feels like he does all of the things that you could possibly ask for. But you kind of threw this out as a question. I want to dig into this. Like, who do you envision the opportunity or the instance where Nico Collins could be regarded as the best wide receiver in the league?
I think there is a path, and obviously a lot of it is tied in with the team's success. You know, you make a deep run, and Nico Collins is going to be out there in front of everybody that much more, making plays, presumably being one of the go-to guys. So you know, foremost, not that the team hadn't been successful, but you know what I'm talking about. Big run, you know. Championship game, Super Bowl, that type stuff, that is going to vault him into that hemisphere. But the other thing, he has very little control over. What's Nick Cayley? All the things we talk about. What's Nick Cayley offense going to look like? You know, is Jaden Higgins going to be the complement? Is Christian Kirk going to be the right kind of complementary receiver to give him the opportunity? The offensive line, you know, is C.J. Stroud going to be able to have that time to get the ball to him the way he does? The run game, the tight ends, all of it is going to help. Is going to affect, you know, whether Nico Collins has that kind of year, especially the other wide receivers to me. You know, if they can hold their own and draw some attention, then all of a sudden he becomes that big, you know, that much bigger a weapon.
Yeah, but one thing I would ask is, does it maybe, and maybe this is counterintuitive, is it possible that with how many weapons you have, and really if you're utilizing the weapons and spreading it out, especially as we kind of anticipated going into last season, but with all the guys, even going into this year, the idea... You know, obviously getting Christian Kirk his touches, getting the young cats when you talk about Higgins and maybe even Noel in special circumstances opportunities. And now you're adding in not just Joe Mixon, but the hope and the possibility that Nick Chubb can be a level of productive and possibly even just being a more running team than you had been in the past. Like, does that all of that lead to a situation where maybe Nico Collins isn't given as much love because it's just so much, you know, so much to go around with all of the guys in the offense, and it's more a well-rounded offense as opposed to what is more obvious in, hey, this guy right here is putting up incredible numbers, even though he often is putting up incredible numbers?
Well, I think it's going to affect it, but not necessarily that much. He's always going to be, until we see otherwise, the number one wide receiver. The number one wide receiver always gets, you know, the lion's share. And just the last 2 years alone, you know, he's gone over 1,000 yards. He's gone, you know, 80 catches and 68 catches. He's gotten his big touches. So I think a lot of times the complementary receivers, you know, help the number one guy. You know, they help the number one guy get those big plays.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah. All right, so this was Nico Collins again on the Greenlight Pod talking about making the jump in performance around year two, three.
I feel like, man, my first 2 years was like not being healthy, not staying on the field.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a long season. They're from college. You know, you got the extra season you feel like, you know, 17 yeah. games in college, used to 12, 15 if you make it that far, you know. So for me, it was more just body fatigue, muscles, you know, just seeing how my groins and hamstrings can sustain, you know, 17 games, you know, practices, everything. So I feel like for me, man, it was always those first 2 years was, you know, groins, you know, hamstrings, the soft tissue injuries, you know, things that can really be preventable, you know, just based off your routine, based off what you're putting inside your body, you know, and just how you take care of your body, you know. So I feel like for me, my first 2 years, man, was a year to learn, you know, take, you know, advice from Brandon Cooks, Chris Conley, Dola, you know, guys that have been around the league for a minute, you know, that's been successful with their bodies, you know, just seeing what they're doing at the practice, you know, how they're taking care of their bodies and getting ready to prep for the game. And I feel like those my first 2 years, that's what I done. You know, I took notes and leading to my third year, man. I feel like in that offseason, I took a huge jump. You know, I was like, I'm worried about my body, my legs, hammies. You know, I want to be able to be on the field with my teammates. You know, I want to be able to be out there, you know, entire time, you know, and work on my craft at the same time. So I feel like, man, after that, the second year, going to my third, man, that's when I hopped in, you know, Pilates, yoga, you know, trying to do little things, man, really my core, you know, and that's really been sticking to Pilates and yoga entire time. So I feel like that's one thing that worked out for me now and continue to do it.
Yeah, and you know, his last 2 years, you could easily argue, especially per game, because he only played 12 games last year, still had over 1,000 yards. You can easily argue per game he's in that stratosphere and all this stuff is obviously paying off. And you know, in 2023, C.J. Stroud had an enormous year. They were able to, you know, to use different wide receivers, and he still got his. So I think he is on track to be that, but it also depends on how far this team goes.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about last year, and the likes of Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson. Funny enough, Puka Nacua third in yards per game amongst wide receivers. But those guys are the guys you're talking about as his competition for the best dudes in the league. Those guys are damn near 90 to 100 yards per game, but they're also getting, you know, another couple, a target or two more than Nico Collins. So I think that, again, is he going to be able to be funneled in the ball a little bit more in that way to get that? And I don't know if that's as productive as you want it to be, funneling him the ball as much because you want it to be as spread out because you have the talent around him. I did find it interesting, though, that he was talking about the jump for him was doing the things to keep yourself healthy. Not just being healthy, not as like a factor of a level of fortune, but as a factor of like putting in. Because I mean, maybe it's just so fresh on the mind with Nick Caserio talking about it late last week on Thursday with Payne and Pendergast. The idea of with Christian Harris, like, I don't think he was specifically speaking to Christian Harris. But, you know, sometimes with injuries, it's, you know, guys doing the work. Like, I find that interesting that those two sentiments came so close together and how much that is. Like, is it possible that it really is just Nico finding a way to be healthy is the difference between being top five and maybe being contender for the best one.
Again, the last 2 years will show you that the answer to that is yes. I never really subscribe to, well, there's only one ball. Yeah, the other guy's going to get theirs. But if you're the number one right receiver.
So you see multiple balls on the field?
No,
we need to go to the optical?
That he won't get as many touches.
We need to go to optometrist?
By the way, John, there is one ball. No, not that so much, literally, as he's still going to have even more opportunities, more opportunities for drives, more opportunities for longer drives, more opportunities when the other guys start getting attention. It's going to be there for him.
Yeah, I think that is the interesting thing. Keeping the ball and not turning the ball over, not having as many three and outs, not having as many situations where you're behind the sticks. That'll probably go a long way in giving Nico more opportunities to hopefully be, you know, the type of wide receiver where he gets even more love, even more respect that it feels like he is due. There was a lot of more interesting things when it came to Nico Collins that I think we'll dig into. And yeah, Fernando, you're right. Like a complete season and a playoff run with the high profile opportunities would be a big thing. Only four of those games this year of like a primetime games for you this year. But yeah, doing it also in a playoff setting where people can get where everybody's watching, right? Those island games, which the playoffs end up being as well, would help in a great way. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Like I said, we'll return to more of what Nico was talking about, CJ Stroud, this defense. He got in depth with Chris Long, and we'll circle back to that. But right now, let's go, coming up next, let's get into our question of the day, inspired by JJ Spawn. And if you said who, don't worry about it. Winning
JJ
the U.S. Open. Are there names that tell you anything, all that you need to know about a person, or names that trigger you? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to the question of the day today. Are there names that tell you everything that you need to know about a person, or are there names specifically that trigger you? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Obviously, also, there's the YouTube page and the Twitch available to you. But this is inspired by JJ Spawn, who I have to give an apology to personally, because I don't know if you remember Lopez.
You were giving him a hard time.
I was. I was like, I don't think he's going to win this, though. So, like, who else is going to come through?
Yeah. Don't get used to JJ Spawn at the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, that's not going to stay there. And apparently he said, oh, word?
Yeah.
I got something for you. Because he did indeed win this tournament. The only one under par, in fact. Because
one under par.
Yes. Just barely. One under par, because that is what this particular course does to the golfers, which you said you enjoyed quite a bit.
I do.
Did you enjoy watching this?
I did. It was so, I mean, even some of the greatest golfers that you, I mean, Scheffler missed a 2-foot putt.
Rory
threw his club after hitting one out of the rough.
He sure did. And you mentioned, I'm glad you mentioned Scheffler missing a 2-foot putt, because that made this particular moment so much better. Like, this is 18. The final putt of 72, or final hole rather, of 72, when it comes to this tournament. And here is what it sounds like when JJ Spawn tries to knock down a 64-foot putt. You just mentioned 2-foot putt miss. This is a 64-foot putt.
Want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
Get in the hole.
Mashed potato. Yeah. One putt rather than two.
Oh, man.
64 feet, salts it away, wins the tournament with a little bit of space.
Mm-hmm.
And how was it at the Lopez household?
I'm telling you, man, we had the family over for Father's Day. We're watching the Astros, then we're watching this, which the rain delay helped our viewing habit, by the way.
Beautiful idea by Fox to go, hey, rain delay?
Yeah.
How would you like to watch Tiger in 2008?
Tiger.
Yeah, that'll keep you here, right?
But
yes, it will.
So my grandson, my only grandson, is named JJ. And so everybody's like, JJ's going to win, JJ. And then, of course, JJ Watt, you know, he's a big, you know, big Ooh. Popular. Yeah, you know that guy. You know, certain names just sort of make you feel a certain way. JJ's on the good spot, on the good side. Reggie. Reggie's a good name. I mean, you know, I was a big
fan.
Thanks, man. In terms of how it makes me feel. You know, I was a huge fan of Reggie Jackson as a kid. You know, there's a lot, you know, obviously Reggie White. You know, like growing up and all that stuff. So Reggie has a good connotation, a good vibe for me. Not so much others. Not so much. And I can't really necessarily put my finger on it. So you tell us, 713-572-4610, names that you can, that all you need to know about these people, you can tell by the name. Obviously, the one that everybody is out there, and I think there's some truth to this, is Karen. you know, Karen, you feel a certain way about Karen.
I do feel bad, yeah. though, because, like, actual women named Karen, by and large, are fine.
Yeah, are they?
Yep.
Yeah. The ones I knew growing up, they were always nice. It wasn't like the definition of a Karen now.
See, I had a couple of bad vibes around Karens growing up. Even before this whole, obviously, before this whole Karen thing popped up, I'm like, yeah, I get it. I get it. Not a big fan of Chads.
Is there a reason why? Because this is the thing. It can't just be, I don't like the sound of your name.
Well, if your name is Chad, I'm not talking about you and you're listening. But everybody, okay. All the other Chads. Chad, I know he's probably some frat boy, you know, with his collar popped and all this other stuff. Becky tends to rub me the
Did you also go to Plies like I did?
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly where I went, which I'm not going to say anything further about that because I use my Fifth Amendment right to not incriminate myself.
Yeah, yeah.
However,
I'll say about Becky with the good hair.
That's also, okay. And that would be, I guess, somewhat of a negative
connotation. Salute to Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's funny for me? I don't know that there are individual names necessarily, and they probably are if I actually think mm-hmm. about it, but I started thinking about kind of the, like, types of names that tell me everything I need to know. Like, the person who has a last name as a first name, like, the two last names, mm-hmm. it's like, it sounded like an SEC quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, those ones.
Hunter Brown.
That one, Hunter still strikes me, though, as a first
Brown
name.
Is more of a last name to me.
But Hunter can be a last name,
Hunter
too.
Hunter can be yeah. a last name. But it feels more like a first name. I'm talking mm-hmm. about, like, Rutherford John Jameson or something. And, like, hey, dog.
Here's the other thing. Certain names, I can tell you, this is just me. Like Rutherford, the one you just mentioned.
That's right.
I can tell you he's probably going to be like, I would say, he's going to work in some sort of hotel or something.
What does that mean?
He's going to be in services. He's like, Rutherford, can you get the car?
Oh.
He's going to be a butler. Rutherford's going to be a butler.
How many people, like, what does the butler profession look like nowadays?
You got Rutherford.
How many butlers are there actually?
You got Rutherford,
here?
You got yeah. Jeeves. You got all. Your name is Jeeves or Rutherford, you're going to be a butler. The other one that rubs me, all I need to know about you, and this is me, pile on if you want, and if but I'm not talking specifically about you, I'm talking about all the other Noahs. If you name your kid Noah, there's an 80 to 90% chance that kid's going to be homeschooled.
I don't like what you're
doing. I don't know about that one.
I feel like what he's doing here has like a tie to religiosity in a way that I don't want to be associated with personally. I appreciate T-Mill letting us texting in on this and saying Hurricane Karen is destined to be a problem of storm this year. Because there is, Karen is on the name list this year, which why would you do that?
It's going to be devastating.
Yeah.
I understand, I guess, the utility of naming hurricanes to some degree, mm-hmm. but like, does it not feel weird to like imbue this hurricane with the level of character? Because as we know, names do kind of have a certain level of character.
One more, and I'm interested in you and Figgy. If you change the pronunciation of your name, again, all I need to know about you. Like the one that comes to mind is an Elizabeth who pronounces her name Lizbeth.
I mean,
that's all I need to know about you.
What, that they like Spanish?
No,
like,
that you are cocky.
Cocky,
conceited,
wow.
arrogant. Your name is Elizabeth, and you're pronouncing it. Oh, it's Lizbeth. The hell out of here.
That's crazy. Someone said the name Butch rubs me the wrong way. Sounds like a bully. It does.
It do.
It does sound like a bully name. All right. So one of the things that I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that I have that for you. I don't mm-hmm. think I have like the different name pronunciation that makes me feel. I'm trying to think. There might be one. That makes me feel that way. But Lizbeth feels more like a cultural thing as opposed, because I immediately just go to, okay, like your family called you something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the one that I think Sean Pendergast is also a big proponent of or feels this way as well. When you are an adult with a kid's nickname still.
Yes.
Hello, Dabo.
Yeah.
I guess Bubba is an interesting one because that feels very much like
Skeeter.
Yeah. Well, are there actually Skeeters out here?
I know a Skeeter. I like him. But yes.
At a big age?
He's interesting. Older than me.
Okay. Yeah, but Bubba's popular in Louisiana. I'm like, that's a little bit more cultural, mm-hmm. like depending on where you're at, where people carry that. But like if you Buddy or Bud at this point, like I got questions as to how you're living your life personally. Not that I necessarily am going to judge. I have questions.
The one name I always felt like was a red flag, just growing up and the women I dated,
oh.
Tasha.
Oh yeah, Tasha does.
Yeah, like, if your name is Tasha, you are to me, in my personal opinion, you are a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a sister named Tasha.
Yeah,
and she's a firecracker.
I never, you're not gonna call her red flag, but she's a firecracker.
Hey, I never met a Tasha that was just calm and sweet and didn't cause any issues.
Sometimes it's almost self-fulfilling. Like your name, you start becoming like,
oh, sure,
I'm a Tasha. All right.
Yeah, I actually met a Tasha, I want to say a couple weeks ago. I was working an event, and she said her name was Tasha. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Staying away from you.
All right.
Is there anything like in the sports realm where like you hear a name and you're like, okay, I know exactly what you are? Because again, like I said, like the double surname gets me to, oh, you probably play quarterback at Ole Miss. You know what I mean? Like that's immediately where my brain goes. Is there any one of those for you in like the sports realm?
That are like...
Yeah, man, the name, nickname, whatever that tells me what I need to know about you as a player.
Andre.
Just any, like if...
Andre's a good sports name, man.
Is there a bad Andre out there?
There is like, not a bad Andre.
Worst Andre I'm thinking about is Andre Miller, and even Andre Miller was a steady
fan. I was thinking, the first person I think his name is Andre Roberson?
Roberson? Oh, yeah, he ain't had a...
Nah, he was awful, man.
Hey, most Andres,
he was
though?
A great defender, though.
That's what everybody say when somebody's trash, man.
No, but he actually was. But you're
He's
right.
A great defensive player.
No, you're right. I do love that. Because you know who... And ooh, this is going to be real dicey, because I know he's... out in these streets or what have you. Iman Shumpert, I feel like, got a little bit of that because I remember when he was with the Knicks and it was like, man, just a great defensive player. You're like, he's not that good defensively. We just don't have anything else nice to say about you. So this is the one we get to
I always think of that when I think of Ira Noble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that brother couldn't play a lick of offense, man. But then they start calling him the defensive specialist.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
And we can hide you over here by saying you're good at defense.
713 said Shannons are firecrackers, too.
It go either way too, Shannon's, man.
That is true.
A girl or a guy.
Both instances. First name Jordan. Does that go into positive or negative space for you?
That's interesting. Jordan, I don't have a good feel on Jordan. Now Tiger. If your name's Tiger, I think a lot of people put a good connotation on that.
Yeah, it does feel like if you have one of those like real robust nicknames, mm-hmm. it's boom or bust. Like I don't think there's real average. Yeah. Like, hey man, your name's Kool-Aid, you better hoop. Kool-Aid McKinstry, you better play some good cornerback, brother.
What's a good sports name where you like, man, that's a baller right there.
Yes.
I feel like, and maybe this is insensitive, mm-hmm. but once we get to Muslim names. I'm like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Abdul Carter?
Here we
all
go.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Moose and Muhammad?
Yeah, man. There's a level of conviction in that household and that upbringing that tells me that you could play. I don't know how what you play, but I feel like you could play.
936 said Jeffrey with the G-E-O-F-F.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's a rip.
Jeffrey with the G-E-O. Oh, man. I don't need to even meet you. I don't need...
Tank is a good nickname for a good name for a football player. Sure does feel like it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
man. Because again, we not letting you call yourself Tank if you're bad. I don't think that's gonna fly. Anyways, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where there's some speed out here. Are we gonna get a little bit of an NFL the NFL track matchup that we've been waiting for? Let's talk about that and more next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.